Saskatchewan Agriculture reports spring seeding is ramping up, but remains behind the 5- and 10-year averages. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report yesterday for the period from May 5th to 11th. Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture based in Tisdale, says seeding is ramping up.
Last week we saw very limited precipitation, and the runoff water is starting to recede. So seeding is ramping up in many areas. Currently we're at about 16% of the 2026 crop in the ground. That's up about 13% from last week, but it's behind the 5-year average of 28% and behind the 10-year average of 27% for this time of year. So we'd like to see some dry, warm conditions to, you know, increase the amount of seeding that's happening in certain areas of the province. Unfortunately, right now, we're in a bit of a weather system that seems to be bringing a lot of wind and some well-needed moisture to the south part of the province as well as the west side of the province. But the wind is probably our biggest concern, as it can dry areas out significantly, which means the crops that are in the ground may be now sitting in drier soil and or buried further due to erosion, causing them to not emerge as well. So topsoil moisture remains mostly adequate. As I mentioned, the dry and windy conditions are reducing the surplus water, which is a good thing for areas that are waiting to get on the field. But a number of areas are now starting to report shortages. Provincially, cropland topsoil moisture is 13% surplus, 70% adequate, 16% short, and 1% very short.
Stonehouse says we're hopeful that areas that need moisture will get moisture, and it looks like this rain will help in those areas that are reporting things are starting to dry out. But in the Northeast, the hope is that the water will soak into the ground or run off so that producers can get into the fields and start getting that seeding done. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.